Moths are often regarded as the less appealing cousins of butterflies. They are seen as the night-flying pests that harass our summer porch lights and eat holes in our clothing. Their relatives, the butterflies, steal all the glory, flitting through flowery fields and delicately sipping nectar from colorful flowers. But the incredible Luna moth may be just the creature to change your perspective. The Luna moth, with its seafoam green coloring and long sweeping tails, is one of the most spectacular moths found in North America. It is a native to the forested areas of our listening area and found in every eastern state from Maine to Florida. Just over 4 inches wide, the Luna moth has feathery antennae and pronounced eye spots on all four of its wings to confuse predators. There are also two crescent-shaped marks on the wings, hence its name Luna, Latin for moon. The life cycle begins when the female lays 5 egg clusters in different locations on the underside of hickory, walnut, and sweet gum leaves until all of her 250 eggs have been deposited. The larvae hatch about 2 weeks later and begin to eat voraciously, growing to a length of about 3 inches in 5 stages. Each of these stages is called an instar. Between instars, the lime green caterpillar molts into a bigger and more exciting version of itself. At the end of this period, the caterpillar spins a silken cocoon to become a pupa. After another 2 weeks, the adult moth escapes its cocoon by secreting a chemical called cocoonase that breaks down the surrounding silken binding. The brand new moth is not ready to fly at this point, as its wings are still folded and wet. After some rest from the exertion of escape, the Luna moth instinctively climbs upward on a shrub or tree in mid-morning to hang its wings so they can fill with blood and dry in the sun. As adults, the Luna moth is missing something important, a mouth. That's because the adult Luna moth only lives for about a week, and its prime objective is to find a mate, reproduce, and disperse. For a long time, scientists believed that the Luna moth's spectacular tail tips, which make beautiful circles in the air during flight, were to entice the opposite sex. But researchers at Boise State University recently found a much different reason. Those pretty green tails fluttering and whirling at the end of a Luna moth's hind wings turn out to be pretty good defensive weapons in an acoustic war with predatory bats. As tips of the moth's tails whirl in 2 circles behind the wings, they reflect the echolocation pings that a bat uses to find and nab prey out of the air. That can trick bats into attacking a more expendable body part, or missing the moth altogether. In lab experiments, big brown bats struck at the tails of Luna moths instead of other body parts 55% of the time. And when researchers trimmed those tails off the moths were almost 9 times as likely as intact moths to be caught by a bat. For the moths, the tails seem to be about as effective as the better-known moth defense against hungry bats, ears that can detect the echolocation pings of an incoming predator. When you are next out on a lovely summer night, keep an eye out for this majestic wonder of nature. You might just get lucky and catch a glimpse. And for more about moths, check out the website for National Moth Week, which starts on July 18th, or visit Irvine Nature Center online at explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.